Shalom Yisrael. We do greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh, in the precious Tikvah, the hope of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yisrael. Here's a dynamic message of Torah teaching and revelation of the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. May your heart delight in this truth in Yahshua's mighty name.
Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yamas, speak a living word to Israel, or we shall not live. Shabbat shalom. Shalom Yisrael. You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 Unless the Almighty Creator speaks unto Yisrael, the higher, the living properties of His truth, then we shall not live at all. This is a generation that is besieged by the powers of darkness. Everything that operates today, it is operating by the power of hell. For the mind is far removed from the Most High. And for some reason, because of the corruption of this generation, the mind is seared. It cannot receive truth. It will not acknowledge truth. It has a disdain for truth. We can see that in the fruitlessness of the people that are called by the name of Almighty Yahweh, that we should exemplify the character and the power of the Most High. And that is the power of a living truth dwelling in us, that it may bring honor to Phereth unto the Abba. Yet this is a generation that has charted its own path, and that has been dictated by the powers, assured them the demons of hell. For the earth is given over into the hands of Shaitan, for he declared it unto Yahshua, for it is mine. To whomsoever I want to enrich, to give power, I have the ability to do that. But if you want to share in these delights, you must bow down and worship me. I want you all to hear that. Or I will continue in the path, the derek, the way that I left off on Shabbat. He says unto HaMashiach, if you will bow down and worship me, then all shall be thine or yours to dispense, to enjoy, to do whatsoever you will to do. Now we as a people, we have been conditioned. Our minds have been trained to think logically in order for one to say that that one is worshiping Shaitan. There must be this form of ritualism, acts of obedience carried out. Yet when one does not comply to the Torah of Yah, they are worshiping Shadim, demons, demonic powers of hell, because it gives them a sense of euphoric, of the strength that resonates from them, and the strength of Yah. For Israel has always resonated from the power of His truth. Israel never had strength when they looked at themselves and said, we are Israel. Israel never had power when they looked at themselves and said, we have power. It was only when they were walking in compliance according to the Torah of Yah. For when they did that, he proved himself unto them countless times. It was not by their attitude that I am special that caused them to prevail. It was because he was special. And that is what catapulted them into that realm, that mindset whereby there was a pure Shahar, a worshiper that flowed from the midst of their bellies that was ordained by Torah instruction. So what a man, what a wife, what a home doesn't delight in the Torah delights of Yah. It is either that spirit dominates the affairs of their lives, or it is either the spirit of hell is the prominent power that dominates their every activity. You're not going to sit straddling the fence. You're either on Yah's side or you're not. And there is a clear demarcation of those that love Yahweh. If a man says he loves me and keeps not my Torah, my mitzvah, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. I want to say to you, America, and you, Israel, for the whore is going to fall. This Jezebel nation is going to fall. She has polluted your sons and your daughters because you've given them up unto Molech, Molcham. What a damnable twisted mind of parents. They will not bring their children up in the fear and the rationale of whom Yah is. Foolishness and wickedness is bound in their hearts. And the word of Yah is a scepter, and it is a rod of correction. And that vile thing must be driven out. Because of your arrogance and your pride and your haughty, damnable ways. There are not very many men today anyway. You have opened the door to every kind of vile thing there is. Every kind of unclean thing it is. I was sitting with Brother Dale yesterday as he came to visit me. And I was reading a letter that one wrote me. And I could sense the tears, the agony of the sister. I could sense her voice, the way that she conveyed the letter. And I was sharing that with my brother. Or brothers in there, Elder Martin. And she said in the letter that my husband, he's not a husband, he's not a man, has begun to physically abuse and beat me. It's a coward. It's a coward dog. Hallelujah. You want to hit somebody? Hit a man. Hit a man. Here's a man. What a coward. She says, Pastor Roberts, what do I do? But this is the profoundness of her letter, she says to me. I said to my child when it died that I will see you in the kingdom because I will wait on the prominent coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. And she says this, quotes, but the more I listen to you, I realize not only am I not ready, but I'm not going into the kingdom. For my love is not right with Yah. You see, when one speaks like that, when one allows the Torah of Yahweh to correct them, then my love, my heart is open to that system. I will do anything that's within the power of Yah to assist her and to help her. I know by listening and hearing, not only am I not ready, but I'm not going into the kingdom. I want to get right. I want to do right. There's only one way to do right, and that is in obedience with all compliance. That's faithfulness to do what Yah commands without murmuring. And drawing on Shaddam demons, drawing on powers of darkness, that we're in compliance with His living Torah. When we reject that, we reject Him. For the scripture is evidence. You're not going in your superficial ways. You can forget that. You can display this duplicity, this falsehood. And the reason we can display that, because we have this mendacity, this corrupt false identity. It doesn't emanate the power or the riches of Yah. It is one thing that I know, that any man, any woman that possess the character of Yah, it is one thing that I know that is evident in their lives. And that is the Ahava, the love. Listen, the love for what? When a man says he loves Yah and keeps not his Torah, he's a damn liar. When one walks with obedience under the Torah of Yah, it fulfills his delights. His confidence is in what the Most High says, what the Creator commands. Yah speaks once, and He speaks again. Now He's going to speak by the power of His vindication. He's going to vindicate His name among a heathenistic, wicked, corrupt people. That's more concerned about flesh and a physical appearance than accolades that flow from their bellies to worship, to cry out, to speak unto their Abba. We are twisted. You're sick. You're sickly because you have eaten the body unworthily. You sit at the table of Yah, and you pick and you choose. You reject. You don't like the taste of that. This fits my palate. This is more appealing to my palate. You're going to hell. And I say it, and I do wish that I could say it with a clarity and a voice that would break our eardrums, that we may hear Yah. There's a false, superficial spirit today. It has no conscience or reality of whom Yah is. It has a tremendous affection for the thing that is corrupt, and that is this carnal, sadistic mind that is fleshly. And we know that that mind is enmity against Yah. What about has a carnal mind? How does one shape that kind of enmity or hatred toward Yah? Who does that? It is the enemy. It is Shaitan. So he forms all kinds of programs and rituals to keep your mind under the control and the power of that. You see, we do not take delight in the sweetness of the presence of Yah. And the enemy knows that the love of man, it is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. It cannot be satisfied. Hell and the grave are never full. Neither is the love, the heart of man, ever satisfied. If you had $1 million, it will not satisfy you. If you had $100 million, it will not satisfy you. If you had a house like Mr. Holyfield in Atlanta, 120 bedrooms and 35 bathrooms, you will still not be satisfied. You could have had and amassed the wealth of a Mike Tyson, $700 million, and you will still not be contented and satisfied. You could amass a wealth through superfluities, falsehood, and corruption in the last 5 years as Mr. Clinton, $100 million, and that will not satisfy you one iota. Not at all. And so the enemy knows that he must keep this enmity against Yah. And the way he does that, it arouses your natural mind. That it will not obey and submit to the Torah teachings of Yahweh. You began to seek things that are not dispensed from Yah, that are gifts that will bring about this pure nature that Yah commands Israel. For the earth is going to burn. The nations are falling. Your jobs, there is no security. You are a fool if you think so. For this Jezebel is going to crumble. She has sown, and so have you. You have sown to the flesh. When a man sows to the flesh, he is going to reap corruption. You have not sown to the Ruach of Yah. There is no spiritual definition. When one has spiritual definition, then there must be an amber light that resonates from them. But this is a corrupt generation. It is one that is conniving. It is one that is wicked. And so the land is barren of the fruit of Yah. There is no hope for Yah. Then whatsoever, we despise Him. And I speak to the shame of His people. For Yah shall reward you accordingly. You don't have to believe it. It's a fact. You don't even have to accept it. It makes me no different. Period. This is a weak generation. It has no strength. There was one said to me, I am a mighty man like you. Well, first of all, I've never declared myself as a mighty man. I'm a warrior. The warrior is not always the mighty one. The warrior is just faithful to the command of him that he loves. And he does it to bring delight unto the one that he loves. That is what the warrior does. But my prayer is that Yah will raise up the mighty man, the man of strength and mighty valor. And he will stand with the sword of the Ruach. And he will cut and separate everything that is offensive unto Yah, that the pure remnant of the elect woman, the remnant of the seed, shall prevail, and that the weeds shall be destroyed, that life shall come. You will never have life without the warring that produces or come forth out of light. You have no life without light. We are people, our countenance is dark. I express in you will never get fruits. You will never get fruits where there is no light. You will never get fruit where there is no light. You have an effeminate mindset today. And Yah is going to destroy all effeminate men. What is an effeminate man? One that does not comply to the Torah. I despise effeminate men. I do. I don't want them touching me. I don't like effeminate men. I don't like effeminate men. I don't like being around men that are effeminate. I like strong men. I like men of strength, their character. I said to one, when I was in Atlanta, I said, when one has a spiritual proclivity of strength, then it resonates in their character and everything that they do. And the reason I said that to the person, I was taking Elder Martin as an example, because we were together before I left, and he said to me, Pastor Roberts, I've tried this process. I said, let me see. And when he did what he said he had tried, I was amazed, because of a man his age and the physical prowess to do what he did. And so I looked in utter astoundment to see that this elderly man that has never wrestled this situation, and yet he came through like one that had mastered it. And so I was using the analogy of that and his spiritual proclivity to understand. When a man tells me he's listened to one message for the last 30 days, that's telling me that every time he listens to it, he's finding nuggets of truth that were not revealed when he listened the first time. Do you understand? You get awful quiet, don't we? Because we think very highly of ourselves. Why not me? Because you're missing it. Period. And so I utilize that metaphor in the sense of one that is progressing spiritually. When one began to progress spiritually, you began to see the enhanced characteristics of Yeshua. You began to see the mind that has been chiseled by truth. And there's nothing like a stone or mountain that has been chiseled to form an image or a picture to be revealed. Mount Rushmore, we look at some of the most magnificent feats of the world, as they will call them. And yet their structures have stood for thousands of years. And when one began to be chiseled by the word of Yah, the mind, the attitude, the personality, it will resonate. There shall be a resonation from them, or a growth from them, and a strength that defies all physical attributes. Now what the old man did, it defies the physical attributes of a man his age. For young men could not and cannot do what he did. And that's a fact. You get awful quiet. You get awful quiet. We are dismal people. We need the light to shine down in us. That it may reveal one thing. the darkness. Men hated the light. Why? Why? Why do we hate light? Tell me. We are ignorant remnants of a people. Men hated light. You hate light because of one reason. Why? Do you know why? Tell me. Because your actions, they are ra. They're evil. That's why we hate light. Your deeds are evil. Your actions are evil. Your mind is evil. You're sadistically controlled by the Shadim. The light shined into the world. The light of Torah has shined. We hate it. We hate it. We despise it. Because our deeds are evil. We say, to hell with Yah, for this is my delight. To hell with the Torah. For I am a God of superior power and character. We are the incubators of evil desires, imaginations that are evil, and that are corrupt. Do all men have the same stamina of character and strength? No, they do not. No, they do not. If a man labors intensely in a certain application, he is going to become more proficient than one that spends very little time in it. When one is slumbering and sleeping, and this man is, his mind is given over unto the application, he is seeking out the intricates, the dynamics, the parts, to have knowledge and understanding of the matter. You think that he is not going to supersede the one that loves to sleep and slumber? The one that has no time for the Torah of Yah. You think that that one that does that, his life is not going to be a life of perfection? The scripture tells us to mark a Siddiq, a perfect man. How do I know when a man is Siddiq, righteous, he is perfect? For the righteousness of Yah is from everlasting to everlasting. And the Torah of Yah is Imat. When you mark, he tells you to mark a Siddiq man. For the end of that man is Shalom. He has the contentment of Yah. He has the excitement, the Esha, the happiness. We're so vile and evil and wicked. This is a generation of surmising, and it speaks evilly against Yahweh. I declare unto you the truth this day. Whether you acknowledge it or accept it, it makes me, I frankly quote, as Clark Gable would say, I frankly don't give a damn, unquote. And that's a fact. You either love Yah or you don't love Him. You're either on Yah's side or you're on the side of the camp against Him. Where are the strong men? And where are the virtuous women? That she characterized her husband's strength in a way that when men looked at her, they said, what a man of strength and valor. He's a man of valor. Where are they? You get quiet. Wonderful. Maybe some judgment will fall upon us. There was a sister that wrote me. We were there in Atlanta as I read my email. No, I did not go there to sightsee. When I got there Wednesday, I went to the hotel. I checked in. I went to Elder's house. We ate. He had a business appointment. I went back to the hotel. I slept until 6 p.m. I took me a shower and I had to meet someone. And I met that person and I dealt with that person out of scripture until 10:45 p.m. I called the elder and said, I'm hungry. I went to his house and I ate around 11:30. I left his house around 1:30 a.m. And I went to the hotel and I slept until about 7 that morning. I awakened. I got up around 8. I took me a bath. I went back to his home. We went out to see the land, to see the place that he wanted to rent. It was a 3 hours drive just to go see the land. We got back, we ate, and I was wore out. I visited his home on yesterday. We sat there until about 11. I received a call from Brother James. He said, Brother Randy said he thought he saw your vehicle. Well, I was still in Atlanta. And I left. I don't need to see anything. I want to see Yeshua. You all get excited over seeing a heel. And filling our bellies. I get excited about what the Word of Yah says. We show more effervescence. We show more excitement about amusements to the flesh. I get amused when I hear the Word of Yah. And of course, I preach all the time. And our conversation was on the things of Yah and Yisrael. The sister wrote me, and she wanted to show me the correct enunciation of her name. She shows her husband the letter that she writes unto me. Somehow, some reason, he said to her, what you said, it was inappropriate, and what she did say was right. I have no compunction with that. You understand? She writes me back and says, Pastor Roberts, I am so sorry. For my name has no value, it means nothing. For I need to hear the instructions that the sisters of Israel must be instructed by, that I may walk complete in Yeshua. Now, a sister like that, I can. That rejoices my love. And a man of his character, he's a man of strength. So it wasn't the word she said. Hallelujah. You understand. You don't even correct the man of Yah. Yah will correct him. This is a generation that loves to reprove. Because we've learned it from this damn whore. Christianity. That's what she is. She's a damned. She is a damned whore. She's damned. And our attributes or our minds have been shaped by her. It has not been shaped by the way of Yah, the Derech. Our minds have not been shaped by the Imat, the truth. And it certainly has not been shaped by the life or the light that shines down upon Israel. It is a sweet thing, it is a beautiful thing to see the sun or see the light. When a man sees the light of Emat truth, it brings about this character that is sweet. When a daughter of Tizayah began to walk in the light of the truth, it brings about a robust kind of expression from her countenance. That Yeshua is the center of her life. That the authority of her head, she understands and she regards that with great regards. And that is what Yeshua comes to do, to bring this profound enlightenment of this delight in Torah. That when we walk in Torah, we can sense it. We can see it. There's a brightness. There is an amber glow that flows from Israel. That we are salted, we are the light. We are the city. And the light of that city is this flow of Sadiq. the righteous power of Yah that flows from us. What is the righteous power of Yah? His Torah. He is not righteous without His Mishnah. So He expressed unto us what His righteousness is based upon. It's His Torah. For He is truth. He is the Word. He is the Word. The Word was there in the beginning. He is the Word. We beheld the power of that Word in His HaMashiach. His Yashak, His power to save. We don't really know Scripture. We don't have an understanding. And the reason why, brothers and sisters, I say this, we must do like Shaul. You better go empty all of your coloredism, your blackism, your Hebrewism, your whiteism, your Caucasianism, your Jewism. You better empty it all out and wait in the wilderness. Let the Ruach of Yah may form your mind. And that's the problem. That's our dilemma. I said to one when I was in Atlanta, he showed me a scripture which says that this should be done throughout their generations. I said to the one, the essence and the context of this verse, it is not the things or the things that are pre before the post of that expression. To understand the validity of that, you must understand whatever Yah commands that must be done throughout the generations. It is perpetual. It is everlasting. It is unchanging. It is unlimitless. And so if you compel a man to do that, and if you are not doing these 100 other things, then you are false and you're full of hypocrisy. This is this juvenile mind. They get things and they run like little boys. You watch the chickens as Brother Yosef feed them. Let him throw something out there, Oy Powell. One will grab it, and they all will run behind that one when there's plenty more there. And that's the way that a juvenile is. We must have clarity of the word, brothers and sisters. The gifts of Yah must be manifest among Israel. I'm not a great man. I'm not a mighty man. I know what the scripture says about mighty men, because I have a message over there that I've put together I don't know how long ago, that I never preached it and may not ever preach it. But I know what the scripture says. I understand what scripture says, because my delight is in the word of Yah. And if you're that weary whereby you cannot take time with Yah, when you're sitting there doing what? Nothing. You know you're corrupt. You know you're corrupt when there is no tremendous desire. And you don't get this tremendous euphoric from Scripture. You know something is wrong with you. You know it. Can I tell us something? I can go out among us and tell every last one of you all that never touched the book. You never read it. You don't even know what it says. You have no hava for it. But you got time for folly. You got time to sit down and laugh and act like a jackass. You got time for the wicked to entertain them, but no time for Yah. That's a damnable wickedness. And look, cowards, I don't take nothing back. One said to me that everyone knew you were talking to me. Well, you haven't been around me, man. You don't know me. When I talk to you and you know I am talking to you, I intend for you to know that. I don't take that back, man. I'm a warrior. Not a mighty man, just a warrior. Hallelujah. I'm a warrior.
And I know how to engage in battle. And I love to fight too. Do I have no problem with that? And the harder you hit me, I can hit as hard as you. And harder. And when you hit hard, it inspires me. Sure it does. Lets me know you got a little something. And so I say, bring it on. Bring it on. Hallelujah. There's one thing about a warrior. When he's finished his days are done, he looks at his body and says, done. Nothing there. But he delights in the battles and how he stood for the Sojik, or the righteous scepter of Yah. And then he can lie down in Shalom and remember the former things. And that is his delight. Yahshua is the derek, is the way. Is the way that reveals unto us the truth of Yahweh. We can never understand the power of his truth without walking in him. Well, what do you mean? Is he a physical entity that we can walk in? He is the word of Yah made flesh. We must walk in that word, and our flesh, our nefesh, our being, must be governed by the word of Almighty Yahweh. It cannot be governed by outside forces or factors, but it must be governed by what is written in the book. It cannot be governed by emotions and feelings and assumptions and being presumptuous. It must be ordained and governed by the living Torah of Yah. If it's not ordained by that, then you're walking in witchcraft. For a man knows to do right, and he doesn't do it, it is transgressing against Almighty Yahweh. And this is the generation of transgressors that defies the Torah. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of the onslaught of the wicked. I'm not afraid of their attitude. For my delight is in Yahshua HaMashiach. Yahshua declares that I am the Derek. I'm the way. He says, I am the Emet. I am the truth. As he uttered this profoundness unto Thomas, they had seen him. They had beheld him. And they knew that no man could do these works unless Yah was with the man. The works of Yahweh, they're not done by the physical attributes of a man. It is something that is deeper and much more profound than that. And there's a law of the Ruach of the Spirit. And the law of Yah, as man would say, nature. The law of Yah that causes things. He calls to his law, we see winter, summer, spring, and fall. That is the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. These things have been induced upon man because of one thing. Because of sin. Because of that sin, when man was in the way, when he had the high, the life of Yah, the breath of Yah there, he sinned against Yah. He disobeyed Yah. And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, when a man began willingly to disobey Yah, that he is set outside. He cannot function in the body of Yahshua. And so when a man began to sin willfully, we began to act against the Torah of Yah. It began to sear our minds just a little bit. And we become unconscious of our acts and our deeds, that there is no guilt complex, that we have sinned before Yah. And once you get to that state, you are twisted. You are a twisted, evil thing. I don't care who it is. Is every word that is spoken by Yahshua, did it come from the belly of Yah? Sure it did. I will prove that in Scripture. I'm going to continue my path. Yahshua, the Scripture says,
Yochanan 1:4. You don't have to turn that. I just want to reintroduce this again. And the reason I have to do that, because we are forgetful people. You've forgotten what was taught on Wednesday night. But you can tell me what you ate probably last week, something that you liked. Hallelujah. The thought of the thing that you most want, it is predominantly on your mind, and it dominates your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. And yet the word of Yah doesn't control us. Scripture says, in Yeshua was life, was the Hayah, the life. What is the life? We must understand what life is. In Yeshua was life, and the life was the light of men. And that's the life. It is the light that Yah reveals unto men. What is that light? It is Yah revealing Himself unto man. And reveals Himself in a way that this is the only way that man can comprehend Him at all. He is a Ruach. He is a Spirit. Do you see Yah in here today? I do. Because His Word, I see His Word. Where two or three are gathered in His name, there shall He also be in the midst. This is a faith walk, people. This is not a visual perception. That's why you have the Baptist God, the Apostolic God, the Pentecostal, the Black, the White, the Hebrew, the Jew. How do you know you see Yah? Because Yeshua said, Toma, if you see me, you've seen the Alpha. We are an ignorant people. I say that to our shame it ought to bring. That's why I say you don't even remember what was spoken on Wednesday nights. Oh, I'm not a mighty man, but I'm not a timid man either. I'm not a timid man. So I don't get intimidated that easily. Hallelujah. Just bless Yah for that. Just say, Toda Yah. So the expression of Yisrael doesn't intimidate me. Because as the old preacher would say, I'm running. I'm running for my life. And that life sees the light. And because the light is there, there's life. So Yahshua declares that, the word of Yah declares that, without light, there is no life. Can you not? Have you ever looked at one and saw that they were dead and yet they were alive? You never looked at one? Tell them, my brother. We are people that we are just not honest. I look at people all the time and I see death. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about among the people of Yah. I said to Sister Roberts the other night, it was around 9. So I simply left the hotel room, went downstairs, and sat down for a few minutes. And undoubtedly there were a group of people there. It must be family reunion time. And I saw this little boy. I'm sitting there. It was one of the most vilest acts. He was probably 5 years old, about big as Brother Dale's son. And if you had watched, a little girl was sitting right there. He's in the chair there. There's an open fireplace. I'm sitting on the other side where there is no one. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking through the fireplace. They have a fireplace you can see from both sides. And I'm watching this little vile, bemitted thing. And the things he would do it in front of her. And the acts, and she is sitting there. She was about her size. Yet, I guarantee you no one else saw that. The grotesque acts. What he was doing blatantly in the open arena, that no one even said, stop that.
No one corrected him. You see, that's the way Israel is. Because we say Yah doesn't see us, so we continue in our way. Yah doesn't know what we are doing, so we walk in our way and not the way. Yahshua is that way that brings light. He's the way that processes the light of Yah. And in that light is life. You can never have life without light. Well, who is light? There's only one that is light, my brothers and sisters. Only one. That is the brilliancy of light. And that caused light to shine. And if it's one that could express that to us in a way like no other one, it was David. David says, Tehillim, Psalms. He says in Psalms, Tehillim, Psalms 27, 1. He says, Yahweh is my light. He is my salvation. He is my Yahshua. Now, I don't care what your prism of Christendom teach you. This is what the word of Yah says. Yahweh is light. Yahshua is the life of the word of Yah. He is the word made flesh. He's the living power of Torah. And out of that living power of Torah, there's a light, and you need light for the zira, the seed, to produce. You don't allow the light to shine. And I go back to the message that Brother Patrick preached unto us. His amazing transforming of the seed. It rots in the ground because the light shines down in the ground. You know when you plant a seed, I know how we plant a seed. We drop it down 2 or 3 inches. The size of the seed, do you hear me? Whatever the size of the seed, that is the depth of earth that should go over the seed. It should not go any farther than that. If it was a little small seed, then you drop it down and just a little crumb of dirt over it. That's how the light will shine upon the seed. And when you go and watch plants that do not produce, because some of the seeds have been planted a little farther. So you don't have to plant them deep. Even if this word of Yah get in the lab of Yisrael, you began to see the production of fruit. So die we declare that Yah is my light. I have no life without light. He says Yahweh is my light. And He is my Yahshua. In whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? It declares that in the Tehillim of the King David, doesn't it? Yahweh is light. And in Him is the life of men. What? We find life in the Torah. That's why we are dead. That's why we look dead. Because the Torah of Yah, it brings life. It brings life, robustness to marriages, to homes, to families, to sons and daughters. It creates an heritage for the sons and the daughters, that there's a plethora of wealth that will extend beyond the life of their parents. We give them the damnable things of the earth, and we give them the things that Shatan offered unto Yahshua. He showed him all the kingdoms of the earth in a moment of time, I will. And told her. And he said, all this will I give unto you if you bow down. You think he want him to just bow down and say, oh Shatan. He says, you relegate your power and control over this Torah of Yah. You denounce it, and you denounce it by the way you live. You denounce it by the way you walk. You denounce it by your character. You don't have to go out and blatantly speak of God said. It's just the way you live. It's just the way you walk. He said, worship me. My credence and my standards are greater than Yah. He said, I give it to you. All is yours. Just bow down. And so that's what the world is doing. You cannot worship Yah unless you walk in the way. There is no worship of Yah without the Emet, without the truth. You cannot worship Yah without life. We were dead in trespasses and in sin, were we not? And so when the light shone, did the light shine? Did the light shine? So when the light shined in the darkness of the death of the earth, it brought forth one thing. Listen to me. What Yah had put in the lap of Israel. He has sown his seed. He has written his Torah in the inward parts. So the light of the brilliancy of the power of his HaMashiach began to be revealed unto you. Then those things you did not know, they began to come alive. You began to eat and you began to become stronger and vibrant for Yah. So the light must shine. Now we said, Yah is my light. He is my light. And my salvation. And my salvation. There's no salvation without the living Torah. There's no salvation without the living Torah. Yahshua is that living Torah of Yah. Not only is he the light that brings revelation to the Torah, but he saves us with the same word that brings light. How are we saved? By the word of Yah. How are we delivered? By the word of Yah. How did he deliver Israel out of Mishraim? By his words. Go down, Pharaoh, you tell Pharaoh, let my people go. It's by his words we're delivered. How we made strong, the weak saying, I'm strong. How do we overcome? By the word of Yah. No other way. And the enemy has relegated us down to this putrefied mass of stench. Now we resonate stench and filthiness. Our minds unclean. And they're not pure. We must have the light. And Yah, he must be revealed unto us. Well, how is he revealed? By his words. By his word. By his living Torah. And that's a fact. We hold on to our little den of our doctrines, what we have learned in our rebelliousness. And we think that that's the markings of the strength of Yah. It's not. Who was more profoundly edified than Shaul? Not a man. He boasts in his stature, a Pharisee of Pharisees. Eloquent, learned, intelligent, smart, articulate. The masses of superlatives cannot destroy my mighty meter, my character. And then when he saw the light that shone down of that Damascus road, he counted all as a pile of hog bush. He said, I counted all as dung. As no fire. He went out to the place where he could hear from Yah. You got to go out from among yourself. That's why you must impel, destroy the affections of your flesh. The factions of your corrupt spirit. It must be destroyed. You will never hear Yah. Was he not blinded? And Yah sent him down to get his sight, didn't he? He sent him down to the man of Yah. We were blinded. And he sent the man to restore our sight. Yahshua. Hallelujah. Even the blind man. Hallelujah. He received his sight. When a man is blind, he has no spiritual depth or perception of Yah. He said, I've given them eyes and they see not. Do you have eyes? But it's not singleness of eye. It's not a single eye. It's not a focus there. We must hear the imat of Yah. We must hear that. It must produce the character and the strength of Yahshua. Now, David said this. Is this the strength of Israel? Look what scripture says in Yochanan, John 12:49. This is the word of Yah. Yahshua says, Yochanan, John 12:49. Yahshua said, for I have not spoken of myself. You all hear that, people? You apostate apostolics and your apostate lies. He said, I've not spoken of myself. He says, not about me. But because he is in him, it's all about him. He said, I'm not spoken about myself. He said, but Yahweh the Abba, which sent me, he gave me a commandment. He gave me a Torah. He gave me guidance. He gave me a commandment. What I should say. Does it say that? Does it say that? He said, the Abba commanded me. Well, what did he command him? It is the Torah of Yah that is imat. He commanded him to say what Torah says. He commanded me what to say. He commanded me what I should say and what I should speak. So what I even declare unto you, it is not by some mandate of myself. It is the Abba. For he is in me and I am in him. What was he saying? I am in the Word, for I am the Word. And the Word is me, because he is the Word in the beginning. That's the truth. And the Word was made flesh. Hallelujah. Verse 15. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Yeshua said, I am the life. I am the high. The higher. He said, what I speak unto you, it is everlasting. It produced the robustness of the power of Yah. It caused that what he has written in your lev, the Torah, to come alive. You cannot have life without Torah. Everything has a Torah. The corn rises. It must die first. And then it rises. A seed cannot go into the ground unless it dies. It becomes emulsified. It rots. That's what it does. That's what it does. And then what it does, the light shines on that. And it brings life. That's already in the seed. And that's what Yahshua is trying to do, shine on us. And bring the life. Yah has placed in the level of Israel to life. That's what he's trying to do. But because of our rebelliousness and our sinfulness, he said his commandment is everlasting, is life everlasting. Listen, whatsoever I speak, therefore, he said, do you hear me? Even as Yahweh the Abba said to me, so I speak. So what the Abba has spoken unto me. Well, what did Yah speak unto him? Come on, brothers and sisters. You think he went down there and said, I want you to do this, this, and that. He spoke Torah. That's all he spoke. He bare witness of the Emet, the truth of Yah. For those that were of Israel had rejected the Torah, the blessings of Yah. There's no blessing outside of the Torah. None whatsoever. And what these corrupt men today are preaching, they're preaching the dictates from the diction of Shaitan as he trod Yeshua. That's their doctrine today. Quote, God wants you to have the riches. Unquote. Yah wants us to have eternal life. That's what Yah wants. What will it profit any man if he gains the world and lose his soul? I'd rather live like a pauper. If I have change of raiment, I barak Yah. If I don't, I shall barak it. If he gives me food and someone to lay my head, I'm all right. I'd rather have that than have the riches of the world and lose my being to have that and then I die in Yeshua. What a great blessing. And so I'm going to labor for the things that are eternal. I'm not laboring for these superficial things here. I'm not laboring for shoes and houses and land. I'm laboring for the kingdom. I want to see Yeshua. That's what I'm laboring for. I'm not infatuated with cars and houses and things, because these things are not even temporal. I want the eternal life that comes out of the living Torah. And if the value of the Torah has great significant value to you, then you will love it. You can go to Walmart every day and they have trash and trinkets. You can go dig in the junk piles of Goodwill, thrift wheels, thrift store. But yet we have no time to dig. Come on here, Israel. I got your number. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm talking to us. You can dig in that all day. Spend 3 hours digging in a pile of putrefied stench of just old clothing. Yeah, when it comes to clothing yourself with the Sadiq garment of Yah, you despise it. What do you do? Well, you clothe your mind with this. Hallelujah. You can go to Walmart, spend all day. I don't have that proclivity for no store. That's a fact. Period. That's not my motive. Now I can sit there all day in this for hour after hour after hour after hour. May kick my heel up a little bit, give me a 10-minute snooze, and go right back to the book. Something is twisted. We're flawed. When Israel was flawed, Yahweh always elder Wyman raised up the Shoftim, who raised up the judges, to restore them. So there must be a Ruach of judging Israel to bring us back in the presence of Yah. And His Torah judge. His Torah bring to light our conditions and what we need to do and where we ought to be. So Yahshua says, these are not my words. This is the word of Yahweh. I am the light. Did He not say that He is the light of the world? How could He declare that unless it's based upon Torah? Listen to what David says. Turn quickly to Tehillim, Psalms 43. This is the cry of David. When Israel in the bondage of Mizraim or Misram, did not Yah send out the Torah? Was not Moshe the Torah giver? Yes. That's who he was. And look at the cry of David in Tehillim 43 and verse 3. He says to Yah, oh, send out your light. Send out your light. Is not Yahshua the light of life? He says, send out your light. Is that not his cry? Brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to make scripture conjure one with the other. That's not what I'm doing. You cannot understand the meaning of scripture unless it is defined by scripture. So he says, oh yeah, send out your light and your truth, your amat. And he said, let them lead me. Is that what he said? Yes. Is not the power of the living word of Yah that we call his Ruah or HaKadosh Ruah? Is it not the power of his truth? Did not Yahshua said, I will pray to the Abba and he will send you the Ruah that will lead and guide you into all lies or all truth? All truth. So what is the truth that we cried out to Yah that he will send out the power of that? This is Torah. And that's what the Ruach of Yah does. It doesn't make us act like this hellish, damnish, these attributes that we see in these whorehouses. And we say, send out your light. And he has sent out his light. He has sent out his imats, his truth for what? To lead us. And the Ruach of Yah will lead and guide us into all truth. That's what it does. It enlightens the pathway. It brings light. And when it brings light to the pathway, it makes us invigorated. Does not light make you invigorated? That's what it does to me. It invigorates me. When the darkness began to besiege you, even the body, the mood of the body changes. The receptacles of the eyes cannot discern because there's no light. I'm not talking about this mess we have in here. I'm talking about the light that's out there. And when Yahshua began to shine the light, we began to shine the revelation of Yah unto you. My! Yahshua was on the Isle of Patmos for one thing, and that was the revelation of Yahshua, the power and the visibility of this might of Yah. That's what he was there for. And so set out your lights. Send out your emats. The truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your kadosh, ha, your heel, and to your tabernacle. The makvah, your tabernacle. That's what the truth of Yah will bring us to the tabernacle. Was not that body of Yahshua the fullness of the power of the truth of Yah? Was not in that body. It will bring us to Yahshua. In Him, in Yahshua, we do all things. You cannot worship Yah outside of living truth. You cannot. That's why when men go to Torah and pull things out and compel men, yet they will fulfill that one aspect but not the other 100 or so, then that is a man of hypocrisy. He's an unlearned man. He's not a man that is wise with wisdom. She is not a daughter that possessed the character of a virtuous daughter. She's just a loud-mouthed floozy. He's a weak, imbecile of a person. I don't retract what I say. I don't retract one word. You talking to me? Well, sure, I'm talking. I am. Did not the light come but to the lost house of Israel? If you're not Israel, I will just get out. Send your light, Yah. Send your Torah, your Imat, that they may guide me, that they may bring me to that place of Shahar, that place of worship, that place of crying out and supplication and purity unto Yah. That's what we need to be. That's what we need to be. We're in a valley of indecision. And our decisions are not for Yahweh. It's sad. Hallelujah. It's sad. I said to one, you really don't know me, man. It's a sad thing if we don't know one another. Know them that labor among you. So I need to know this brother, this brother. If we labor together, even in the natural sense, if you know that you're laboring with one that is not able to bear up 100 pounds, then there are things you have to do to alter that. If you have one that is more excellent in that and have the ability to attend to that, you put that one on that. When I go out here on Monday to start on this fence, we only have limited brothers. So I got to have this one there, that one there, this one there, and this one there. So I'm going to take someone with me that knows how to use a post hole digger like me, and that will sweat profusely like me, and we will labor. And the more intense it gets, then I'm just smoothing out then. I'm rolling then. That's the truth. Are you boasting? No. Why is it that we cannot acknowledge, or we do not have the ability to say this one has the ability and the power to do things in a much more excellent way? You all have seen Elder Martin other night. Young men would have been embarrassed by that. Hallelujah. But he did most young men cannot do it. That's fact. Do you understand that? 65. Most young men could not do it.
do that. Truth. I said to him before the summer, I will catch him. You all don't understand that. He understands what I mean.